The Ghana Police Service has expressed readiness to maintain the peace before and after the Supreme Court verdict. In view of this, the service is deploying 32,000 officers to support local police in any form to ensure order. Speaking on Behind the News, the Director of Public Affairs, DSP Cephas Arthur, said the unit has personnel who have expertise in various fields such as riot control, crime fighting, among others. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah and assured the public that they are on top of the situation.
It is the intention of the police administration that in the height of the situation that we have at hand, all police officers should be on duty. And that one will come to about 32,000 police officers.
Are there only police personnel, or they are also drawn from the security services as well?
These are all police officers who are going to be engaged in one thing or the other as far as security is concerned.
When you say one thing or the other, what exactly will they be doing in the regions?
You know that security provision within the service comes in different specialities. We have those who are engaged in provision of security by way of managing riot control. We have those who are managing traffic. We have those who are fighting crime on the highways, those who are fighting crimes in our community. Then we have those performing the visibility patrols that we see, and other personnel are also performing other duties, even at the office and other places.
But with these particular men, what special expertise are they bringing on board?
The men that deployed are personnel who belong to the formed police unit. And the formed police unit is a United Nations requirement kind of unit. And in this unit, we have various expertise in various specialities. And I can say that we have snipers in this formed police unit. We have rescuers, I mean people who embark on a rescue mission as far as hostages are concerned. We have those who are experts in protection of vulnerable persons and vulnerable areas.
How do you ensure that citizens' rights are not abused?
We have taken our personnel through training with all the logistics and equipment. If you don't have adequate training, you might even abuse your equipment and logistics. And they are told to be professional, understand the kind of work they are doing, and as they go about providing security, they are supposed to solve problems for the people that they are providing security for, and not to compound their problems.
Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Cephas Arthur.
Meanwhile, the executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande, says the deployment of the formed police units countrywide is laudable. He said it is better to plan ahead than to wait for problems to arise before trying to contain them. Mr. Bombande, however, disagreed with sentiments that the country's police are over-preparing towards quelling any violence after the verdict.
I think that all the people of Ghana should continue to appreciate a professionalism from our police service that continues to increase, and that when they are called upon to protect the citizenry and to ensure that law and order is maintained, we can count on them. So that the peace that we have is not taken for granted. The security that we have is not taken for granted. And that in itself is the promise of the prosperity that awaits us. I would say with all confidence that it is very unlikely that we are going to have a situation on our hands which all these police officers who are deployed would then have to engage in actions to enforce the law. But when it comes to how we are coordinating security, which is now what makes it also possible to have our peace, it is better to overdo the preparedness so that when nothing happens, at least we know that because we prepared, it even contributed psychologically as a deterrent and in itself a mechanism that dissuaded anybody from wanting to engage in any actions that would violate the law than to be unprepared and to take it for granted that things will be okay. And when the unlikely event of a situation of a security breach or we have violent behavior, then the police find it difficult to be able to respond. At that point, we'll be regretting that we are so sorry we'd never prepared. So I think that safety first rather than sorry we did not prepare. We must continue to educate ourselves and reassure ourselves that there should be nothing whatsoever on the basis of the verdict for anybody to want to violate the law or take the law in his or her hand. And that will make the work of the police much easier so that at the end of the day, there is no spill of blood. We continue to sustain the peace and move forward from here.
Emmanuel Bombande is the Executive Director of the West Africa Network for Peacebuilding.